According to researchers at the Leroy Collins Institute, more employees are retiring and claiming benefits. Fewer contributions are coming in, and the rate of return on investments is lower than expected. The 2012 report says the decline in pension funds began around 2000, and that by 2004, a majority of the state's 492 pension plans were underfunded and continue to be in that position.
They're actually freezing the cost of living or reducing cost of living increases in a number of municipalities. They are reducing the ability to get a lot of overtime before you retire. So you're seeing those kinds of things, many of which we had recommended.
That's the Institute's Dr. Carol Weissert back in September when the report was released. The pensions haven't always been in such rough shape. In a paper published in the Journal of the James Madison Institute, a free market think tank, the Florida League of Cities Legislative Council, Craig Kahn, places the blame on a 1999 state law that required cities to use insurance tax revenues to give extra benefits. Here's the league's legislative director, Scott Dudley.
Every time we get money from the state, you have to go add some more benefits. There's a whole long list of different ways that can make the pensions better, and the legislature essentially put handcuffs on us, saying if you're going to use these dollars, then you're going to have to provide the new or extra benefits.
The league estimates those extra benefits have cost cities $500 million since 1999 and are unsustainable. The group has been trying for years to get the legislature to allow cities to use that insurance tax money to pay for regular benefits and even help reduce liabilities. But the move has long been opposed by police and firefighters, who are the largest groups in the local pensions. Now lawmakers are looking to address another problem. Republican Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg says his bill would bring, quote, truth in advertising to local pensions.
What we're asking cities to do is difficult, which is stress test their portfolios and to really look at them in a different light.
Brandis's bill addresses the way cities estimate their pension returns. For example, a city may estimate their pension will have a 7.75% rate of return over the next few years, while the actual growth is closer to 2, 3, or 4%. That gap becomes a shortfall, and it sent many local pensions into the red. Brandis wants cities to use rates that are closer to the actual rate of return, and a federal version of this will be coming down in the next few years. Brandis's bill would require public pension plans to use the same kind of rating system private companies do. Under the bill, liabilities would be higher and funding levels lower than they appear now. Cities would also have to disclose the information to the public. But Republican Senator Jack Latvala is worried.
It could have, I think, potentially. Do you disagree that this could have potentially an adverse effect on local governments, you know, bond ratings?
That same issue was raised during the bill's previous committee stop by the Firefighters Association and other lawmakers. Cities sell bonds to raise money for things like schools, sewer systems, and hospitals, and their bond ratings are used to determine how much they'll have to pay. The Senate committee didn't pass Brandis's proposal. Instead, members say they intend to keep studying it at their next meeting. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.